This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for July 10th, 2023.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Russ Dan.
Roy Chivers.
Brian Brock. In. Glad to see you back.
Yes.
It's good to be here.
We haven't heard from Sue or Patrick, so we don't know if they're coming Patty or
what.
All
right. Oh, we got Pat. Sorry. Says I'm not going to make it. Totally forgot it was a meeting. Sorry. And then let's see here. Says I'm going to be a couple of minutes late. Sue's going to be a little late. So.
She's already a couple. Emailed back, so you're already a couple. Brian says you're already a couple. I might as well get her cranked up. I knew the chief said he was here, so I don't know.
Chief is, I apologize, chief is an accident on the highway. He won't be here. So.
He won't be here.
Well, he's going to try to help you. He'll probably be here late. So.
Okay, that's fine. Approval of the minutes for June 26, 2023. I did look at them and I didn't see anything.
I did not either, so.
I move to be accepted as presented.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian. All right. Thank you. Department reports. Highway.
All right, so for the month of June, some of the big projects were we did tree and brush clearing on South Road, tree and brush cutting on Tower Hill. So we probably got a couple more days till we're done clearing to where I think we're going to get this year.
Okay.
We regraded a lot of the dirt roads just because of all the rain's been washing them out.
Yep.
Prep for brown road work, which we actually started today. We ground the road up and we're getting going on it tomorrow. And then just patching is needed.
Are you going to have any time to do some of the other brush cutting and, you know, some of the higher stuff on some of the other roads you think this year? Or?
I'm hoping to be able to get to a lot of that stuff. It kind of depends on
weather and
where we end. Well, it really depends on where we end up with a lot of the other cutting that we're doing. I like to cut the roads pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, where we're doing road work.
Right.
Because I think if we continue to do that, eventually, you know, we'll have all the roads pushed back. My overall, like, long-term goal, I guess, for brush and stuff to that nature is I've been cutting the brush pretty hard the last few years. We've been spending kind of a lot of money on it. But my goal long-term is to have the brush pushed back so we can focus, you know, all of our budget, you know, allocated money towards limbing and taking down dead
right.
trees. So once the brush is cut back, it's not that hard to maintain. You can kind of just mow it.
Right.
But the problem is on a lot of roads, it's
a lot
past
of roads,
the point.
We get the higher ones where
yeah,
it hits trucks and stuff.
And it's past the point in a lot of spots where you can mow it because it's like big, you know,
right.
4 or 5 inch stuff. So.
Right. You're on it.
Yeah.
No.
Anybody else get anything for?
Did you use a rake on Tower Hill?
Yeah, I did during the mud season.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, during mud season we did.
That's worked out, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said that worked good for you?
Yep. It works great for mud season.
Good.
Because it's light.
What about flood season?
Well, hopefully we don't have it.
Curry Road held up good, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the dirt and roads that have been reconstructed hold up pretty well.
Good.
Have you decided how well we spend that money we got from the state of New Hampshire?
Yep. A lot of it is going to go into road projects we've got this year.
Into road projects?
Yes.
We don't have to spend it on a bridge?
No, the bridge grant is a separate grant that we got from the state.
Okay.
That grant that we got from the state for this, well, really any year, we got it last year, that is specifically for roads.
Okay.
And paving. And then we got that second grant for bridges, but that bridge grant is gonna be used down on Old Deerfield, and that is not scheduled to be allocated until, I wanna say it was like 20...
Yeah, we talked with Nate on that.
Did you decide what you wanna do about the bridge on Bee Island?
We still are waiting for the traffic study. To kind of figure out what we're gonna do with that.
I see.
We kinda talked at the planning board with Jeff and Nate about that.
Yeah, so what they're gonna do, set up a traffic count feeling?
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the traffic study. They're doing a...
Did you get my...
You know, a car count?
No, I just sent it, and then I...
Oh, I sent you a text on that.
Yeah, there's so many texts, it says you're already a few minutes late.
Should be back.
I have strawberry shortcake.
I mean, they don't have any of the counters out anymore, so I would imagine that we'll see those results in the next month. I don't know how long it takes for those to come out. It's Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission that's doing it.
All right, so we're waiting on the traffic count on Bee Island Road?
Yeah, they're doing traffic counts all over town, but that's one of the spots that they're...
Did you get an estimate for what it would cost to replace that bridge?
No.
Because we should know that.
Well, it's not something that we're gonna do right away anyways.
But isn't that the red listed bridge?
Yes.
It's one of them, yeah.
It's one of them?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That and Old Deerfield.
Old Deerfield, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
How many people use that bridge?
That's what we're...
Three?
That's what we talked about at the final, but I mean, they do have access on the other end, so it's not, I mean, if we have to close it, we...
But I'm saying townspeople don't really use it.
Well, they're doing a traffic study right now to see how many cars use it a day or whatever.
Good. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, police will put a hold on that. You wanna put a hold on that? See if he shows up?
Yep.
Fire?
Fire is Boyd Miles. Fire, Boyd Miles.
Yeah, find it first. Oh, it's there.
Yeah, no, it's right there.
No hurry, Boyd.
All right, for the month of July, regular truck and building maintenance, airbag and rescue tanks and EMS training. And in that month, let me see if I can find those stats here.
Up on the top, Boyd.
Right on the top of the EMS.
Yeah, 37 EMS calls, 14 fire calls.
Wow.
That's a lot.
A lot of fire calls.
Yeah.
That's pretty average for our EMS, though.
It is, one a day. Okay, anything else you want to know?
No. 51 total incidents, huh? Lucky to have them.
Well, when you're on the fire, there's only one building fire. So I have some others.
Yeah, but it's still fire. Yeah.
No, right. But I mean, I was starting to think, wait a minute, house fire?
And Rob wasn't going to be here, right?
He didn't say anything to me, but I can do his report if you want.
Okay.
So it's, he did 63 permits, and his revenue for June was $15,633.60.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, is that with the prices raised or not yet?
The prices were as of July 1st.
Oh, good
thing. But year-to-date revenue is $45,056.06, and so that's pretty good. June was the banner month, I think, for the past 6 months.
That almost matches our COVID time, doesn't it?
What is COVID time? What were the numbers? I don't know. Is COVID high?
It was high because everybody was staying home doing stuff.
Right, and then the code enforcement cases are on the second page here. He's been working with Old Deerfield Road. He is going to be taking down a barn.
Oh, really? They are going to take
it down. Yeah, take it down.
He's on the bank.
He said something. He said Old Deerfield Road to me today because he was asking about Village District, which we don't officially have a Village District. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was taking the barn down, so.
Hmm.
And putting a garage up, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, he's never going to buy it, but. Huh.
This is interesting, this is new.
So he is removing the vehicles?
No, it's cool.
Brewer?
Violation, okay.
Is it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yep. He's been working with him, so.
He is cleaning the property, Nelson is. That's what it says.
Yep.
Really?
I just had to tell her.
Yeah. Oh, God, this can't.
Blevins Drive, that's our old pal.
This report public.
Mostly clean, he's mostly clean on Blevins?
Blevins, yeah, that guy was the
Really?
Gentleman that bought it, yeah, he was in the hard and heavy. He was asking about the, he was in the recycle center, he had,
Did he check what?
I gave him Chuck's number, so I don't know how they worked it out.
I don't know what he's, how he's moving it, you know, like.
Right, but I think he's in there really, he's looking to flip it, I think, so.
Oh, it's, I think
that might be his, I don't, or he could be doing that, but whatever, I think he's gonna sell it ultimately, so, he's in there cleaning it up.
But I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that doesn't happen over there.
Oh, I know.
He's doing a good job.
He really is.
Brings you up to date.
I mean, that's good enforcement.
Exactly.
Good, any questions?
And bringing up a price increase to it.
Yes.
Board got any questions?
Nope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Building, that was factored, right, wasn't it?
That was building.
Yeah.
We just did building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Solid waste.
Well, the, showing the bales, it's 26 bales last month and not available, or don't have a total. 18 bales, when I look at the total here. But on the back sheet, it shows monies that are not in the coffers yet. Those are things that were shipped out, and these are approximate dollars in revenue at that point. So that's, you know, the thing here with tin can, the last one down,
yeah,
just tin cans and aluminum. It's a split load, so we got one, you know, had better freight.
When you separate it, get better.
Pardon?
You separate it,
well,
get better.
Well, if you could take one complete truckload of one,
right,
it's better. But here we're using the whole trailer, so we're getting the freight is less.
Right.
But it's the same price for each?
No.
Aluminum or tin, which one?
Aluminum's will have better.
Worth more.
Right. So, I mean, that's the, and these are, like you said, these are weights that he weighs every bale.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he has, and if it's at that price, and if they come up with a contingency that there's, you know, it could be less than this.
Right.
This is just an estimate at that point.
Plus the market changes daily, doesn't it?
Yeah, it changes daily, and as a matter of fact, at the recycling, New Hampshire recycling program that they had last month, they were having trouble getting rid of the aluminum cans.
Oh, really?
It backed up so much, it changes on a daily basis.
Well, Russ, you asked everybody to drink out of aluminum cans, so
I know.
Now they're backed up.
Drink more.
Drink more and no bottles.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that's a nice slogan for old home days. Drink more, but not out of
glass. Not on glass, yeah.
That'll be good for the kids, won't it? And the teenagers in town.
The officer, they are promoted.
Yeah. Right. Any report then from budget?
No, they can't. We've canceled the July meeting. Tuesday is canceled.
Right.
And then it's going to be budget.
We did have a representative, Dick Snow, at the planning board to represent the budget committee. So.
Good.
Good. Any other questions on any of the departments? If the chief shows up, we'll do his after. All right. New business. I read the memo there, but if you want to summarize what.
Yeah, so it has been brought to my attention by Mr. Snow, who's here this evening, that the Capital Reserve Fund was established in 1993. It kind of fell by the wayside. It was established, but it was never put in the trustees of common trust funds financial report. You know, in the town report, I have mine flagged. it was never, it wasn't put there in 93, and then it wasn't put there in 94, and I think it just fell through the cracks. So I'm here tonight to ask the board what you want to do with it. You can bring it to the warrant, put it on the warrant for next March and just rescind it, or we can, according to our auditors, we can set this capital reserve fund up and fund it with money from the general fund.
Can we add it to the other?
Unreserved, yeah, we'd add the 4,000 back, we put it in because
No, it's a separate one, because it's
No, this is a separate one, and I suggested wording, but you know, that's the board, you can decide on that. It was for to hire a consultant for the master plan and zoning ordinance. Well, the planning board handles the zoning ordinance. You review the zoning ordinance every year. The master plan, you know, you do have updates. It was a big issue this year as far as pulling money, putting it back in.
Right.
And this is $4,000 that could potentially go towards it, or if you want to keep putting money in it, so kind of maybe like our reval. It's up to, this is what, you have two choices, so.
But we can't combine it with our existing capital improvement.
No, because it's separate. Nope.
Can we, if we go to the legislative body and ask to do it?
Right. You could, yeah, we could, you could put it on the warrant.
Okay,
and,
to combine it with what we have.
Yeah, when you say combine, which one do you want
to
combine?
The cap reserve.
The future capital.
The 360 that we use.
Okay,
yeah. Got it.
All right, the intent is a little different, I mean, don't you think? I mean,
well,
this is specifically for the master plan.
When I read it, personally, I don't think we need to have the consultant for the master plan, because I think any upgrades that need to happen, we'll do that with the planning board anyway.
Right.
But to review the zoning ordinance, I'm not opposed to spending some money to have somebody
but
review all of
that.
Them.
That's what
the planning board is doing.
But I think there's a lot that could be reviewed and maybe suggested to remove or whatever. That was my thought.
And that's the purpose of the land use office, identifying any problems in that zoning ordinance that need to be reconciled.
But that never really happens, boys. I mean.
So but how would you expect somebody to go through the entire zoning ordinance and say,
that's what this money was for.
3 acres zoning is acceptable, 200 feet of frontage.
Right.
And,
right.
A lot of
and it was $4,000 back in 1993. Yeah. That doesn't go very far nowadays.
Well, I think the consultant does is looks and compares that with other surrounding areas similar to us to see if there are any discrepancies.
Yeah.
I thought that was being done in that 8,000, whatever.
8,500 was for the master plan. This was, like I said, Mr. Snow brought this to my attention.
No, I understand
yeah.
of the money. I think they're already doing this,
somebody
was reviewing the zoning.
I think it's Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission that's helping with the master
plan. With the master plan and the CIP, but
not specifically the zoning. It's the planning board usually does a workshop or you do a meeting after a meeting.
Okay.
Usually to review the zoning ordinances. So that's strictly the
planning board. We had the master plan done by, what's his
name? Southern New Hampshire.
No, last year who did it, our engineers.
Oh,
we paid
Stantec.
Them
Stantec.
Last year, and then it wasn't what they wanted. It wasn't what the planning board wanted. So then they hired. We had them. We just had them do it. We just had
that. I thought that was the GIS.
Do it.
Okay. I thought that
a couple
was
of years
mapping.
Ago.
Stantec.
Remember the roller?
I don't know. Brian was in the planning board.
Well, no,
board.
I don't. I'm not even sure he was on
no,
the board.
No, I wasn't
board.
On then when they had him.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was before Brian became selected.
It might even be before. It was probably when you
were. 19.
So they did it, they paid for it.
Okay.
All
right.
It wasn't, I don't think, what the planning board wanted.
Right. It's not really their it's not their wheelhouse. It's more Southern New Hampshire Planning. Commission.
Right.
Yeah.
So then we hired Southern New Hampshire Planning. I thought when Rudy when the chair wanted the 8,000 or 8,500
yes.
or whatever back,
right.
he said that was going to be to
the
write
plan.
The master plan
yep.
and look at the zoning, review zoning.
Yes, yeah.
I'd have to
yeah.
look back at
well,
the
Well, it's all part of the CIP, the master plan, and everything.
Yeah.
Right, but
all
why
that.
Do they need more money if we already gave it to them?
Oh, we don't. I'm just asking what to do with this money
right.
at this point.
Well, I think we've got two choices then. We can put it back.
Yeah,
it's
just an option.
Be, or we can just put a warrant article in to
yeah,
get away with
it.
Or we can do like Sue asked, put a warrant article in to take that $4,000 and put it into
put
the
it
capital
into
reserve.
The existing one. Yeah, then we only have one we're dealing with. And then if the planning board needs money,
yeah,
they can go to that.
Right.
So you want to go into the future capital improvement.
Correct.
Capital reserve.
Right.
Okay.
So it would be
no, the future, the existing.
Correct.
Yeah, the 360.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So
no
is that a motion?
I can make a motion to put
Well, it will go on the warrant.
The warrant, make a motion.
There's probably a wording that has to.
Still need to be.
We can explain it to them.
Nope, that's fine.
So the total there in that trust is $4,000?
Close to that.
Yes.
Approximately $4,000.
Well, that's what it was.
That's something that could be discussed.
Thanks, it's because over the years, there's interest and stuff, so.
With interest, right.
Yeah.
So whatever the balance is in this trust that was established in 1993, just add it to the one that we have now, the new capital improvement.
It has to stay in that capital reserve fund. And I heard planning board, and it was a clear vote of the town meeting.
Left it in charge of the selectmen.
It was for his mother and he.
Right.
Made the motion.
Originally, they wanted to put it in the planning board's hands. And then there was amendment that put it back to the selectmen.
Right, yeah, so your mother made it.
And that passed.
Right.
Okay. So is that clear as dirt?
Yeah.
That motion?
No.
And we bring it to the legislative body.
We'll make that motion work, but I know what you're saying.
Second, anybody?
I just wanted to know what the board would like to do with that.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian, okay. So we'll do that.
Now, that's just been sitting in the bank.
Not even there.
It's not, yeah.
It went back into the capital reserve, so we.
Unreserved.
It has to be pulled out of there and put it back.
Okay.
But the vote is voted for, so technically, it's kind of, it's earmarked.
Well, you have, yeah.
Right.
That's okay.
They've already paid for it, the $4,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, the voters have, yeah.
Right.
But it just went back into the capital, to the reserve.
When we do taxes, isn't that the time we take it out and bring it back in?
Well, it'd come out of your unreserved fund balance.
Right.
Correct.
Just over the side.
For transfer.
We got it.
Okay.
Thank you for finding that out.
That's a good idea.
All right, still no chief, so.
Well.
Whole business. Anybody got anything? You got nothing down?
No, I haven't.
Did you have any questions for us tonight?
No, I'm just, I could see what the chief has down.
How about other business?
Nope.
How's your baby? I'll wait till the meeting's over.
Well, you get off.
So that's not getting big. That's not in the minutes.
You get off track easy.
I got strawberry cake out there, so I'm trying to rush this along.
Okay. Russ, you want to just do the police as best you can?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to make sure I had all the papers here. Following were arrested and summons. Eva Thistlewood, 18, Raymond, New Hampshire, driving after suspension. Canyon Police Department issued 122 motor vehicle warnings and 13 summons. And what do we have? Security checks. I was just trying to go.
I like the speeding sign.
Which security checks? Is that like just for shut-ins or elderly?
People on vacation, I think you call them up and they'll come in.
Yeah. Sex offender, 11 registered.
In the town?
That's, it says here, sex offender registration, 11.
Pretty consistent. I think that's our number.
What?
From year to year. I said that might be our number from year to year.
Yeah, because you have to stay on if they live here.
Total, yeah. That would be.
Wow.
Oh. The police department's been doing a good job and, well, there was, I mean, on an accident now at the, on 101.
On the highway, yeah.
On the highway?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Patrick says, do we have a meeting? Because I sent it to him.
Yeah.
Tell him it's a, make a journal.
Yeah, you have a, you want to go on Zoom, Patrick?
He's not on.
No.
No.
So is there any other business that, I'm going to ask for a short non-public.
Sure. Let me just say, the construction of the burn pits and the refuge for leaves That's been all completed, it's been open, we had our first fire.
Nice, it worked good?
Yeah.
Good.
Except there's, the wood was so, the wood was so wet getting it going.
Yeah, it was tough, yeah.
But what I'm saying, a lot of people like it, they were right down there and.
Good.
You know, so.
It looks a lot better in that corner too.
It does, and.
So it functions better and everything then, huh?
Yeah, that's, Jeff had worked with them about moving, they've gotta be able to see every department. They're down here in a building, you can't have things out of sight, cause out of sight, you get stuff that you don't want mixed. And, so Jeff worked on that into where a person can back in and not be in anybody's way.
Oh, people can still get by, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it took a lot of thought and what have you, and it's nice. And it's blacktop now, they're not going through mud holes.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's been appreciated is we blacktop by the swap shop.
Yeah, that looks a lot better.
It does, and for come winter, that was all ice, cause he couldn't do anything there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's.
It's coming along, bro.
Yeah, but.
Takes time.
It's there. There's some other things, find, you know, placing some things around and what have you, but the major project is completed.
The next select board meeting is July 24th, 6:30. Any public input? Dick?
It's a short meeting for you tonight, and I don't wanna make it too long, but I've expressed concerns at the planning board meeting about why we are using StanTech to do our GIS maps. And I've said that the planning board, the board of selectmen is the ones that should be doing it. I recently am trying to get a couple paper maps out of Raymond, just for some property I own over there. And I'm looking at their GIS system. Now, I gave all of you guys a copy in 2 years ago of Chester and so forth.
Yeah.
I had to look at, I'm gonna give these to Andrea, but they just put the GIS maps up. And what they are doing is they're producing story maps. That's digital data that is available, probably on Granite. Okay? So the most important part of the GIS maps is the town tax maps. Okay? And you should be able to find the town tax maps when you're doing stuff in planning or when you're doing stuff with it, the cops or for anything, okay? The tax maps that are on Granite were put on there in 2009. When they put them on there, they normalized them because when Don Dollard was doing it, it's on AutoCAD and it's all flat. When you go to GIS, all of a sudden everything is up, down, sideways. You got all those other layers you can put on there.
Correct.
Our tax maps on Granite are 2009 tax maps. I haven't heard anything about you guys having, what, and CIA does your tax maps. I haven't heard of you asking them to roll in all of the stuff that happened since 2009, bring them up to date, and then make them publicly available, because that's the data you're seeing in this thing that they just put on there.
I asked for a quote, and I think at the time the board declined, we didn't go that route of going with GIS.
I thought they did it when we paid them $5 million. We pay them every year.
It's an additional, it's definitely an additional cost.
That's what they get. In this one they have a big disclaimer. Town of Kennedy and StanTech assumes no responsibility for the data supplied in electronic format. So we're using something that we've disclaimed as being, how can you do any of the planning stuff if you're disclaiming everything, okay?
I think they, if I can interrupt, I think they update it every time there's a sale or there's some type of a survey or whatever. I believe they update the maps.
The paper maps, not the digital maps.
Oh,
it doesn't go.
We do not have.
Yeah, you're right.
We have never told Granite that the Candia tax maps
are available as a layer. If you look at them, what you'll do is you'll see they're 2009, mm-hmm. and you see these little dots in there. What the dot is the AutoCAD
pin
thing. We're not AutoCAD. We're supposed to be GIS. AutoCAD is drafting, okay?
Yeah.
Don Dollard isn't around anymore. CIA claims that they have, that they've sold it off. So flood maps just came in, soil maps, all of those kind of things. They're showing you stuff that, well, I think DOT has taken our 2009 maps and they kind of show up. But if you're sitting there and you're on the planning board and you start bringing up the data layers, one of the data layers is our tax maps. But they're 2009 tax maps. Okay? Now,
what are you asking? What would you like done?
Here's some of the CAI stuff about what they can do. But I have one example for you here, if I can find it. Right here. I'm just going to read this to you. We're talking about a plot, a little piece of land on our tax maps, down by Donovan Road. And it's...
this end of Donovan? High Street end? High Street end of Donovan?
No. Down on the bottom end of a subdivision that was done down there.
Parts. Okay.
This is from the planning board minutes of September 17th, 2016. Okay. 405-42-2. Mm-hmm. And right next to it is a 405-42-1. Now, we had discussions there of that particular map, that particular plot.
I remember.
Well, the planning board plot plan eliminated 405-42-2. It's gone, theoretically, when they went to the assessors, all right? But it's still there on our tax maps. So if you bring it up, it sits there in this subdivision. And one is also in there in the wrong place. Those are both town properties. Those town properties, according to discussions that I have had with Jim Franklin and Jim Lindsay, and I've sat in this room for hours, mm-hmm. and they get into the discussions about Vietnam and the rest of stuff.
They get off track,
but those two parcels are somewhere down further south, mm-hmm. down near...
Baker Road.
No, not Baker Road.
Near the railroad bed.
Well, not, yeah, below the railroad bed, right. Somewhere down near the bottom with Chester Turnpike. They're close to Chester Turnpike. Right. Oh. So we have two pieces of town property that are somewhere down there that somebody else is using. Okay? I don't know where. Well.
Somebody else is using, what makes you think that?
Huh?
I thought they were out in the pucker brush. How do you get to them?
No. They're down there on... We don't really know where they are, okay? Another example is, remember when we did the one where we were trying to put in the bike thing for the Eagle Project?
Yes. Yep.
That number, 415, 150 or something like that, does not exist on that corner. That's somebody else's property. The 2002 map says it sits down further by between me and Chamberlain's, okay? So our tax maps
are a mess, though. I've been saying that forever.
I know that.
Well, forever. Yeah. Okay. So the planning board did what you said. They had a discussion with this guy before they let the plot plan go, before they gave him the approval. And it says in there, okay. Well, you can read the whole thing after I give it to Andrea, but basically says... that it didn't, but I didn't see the tax change, so I was trying to not eliminate tax lot lines without some input. But certainly that's something we can work out towards with the assessor before we get to the final part. Well, they got to the final part, and they did the plot plan, and they took that lot off of there. It's not...
So it's one big lot instead of two little ones?
They didn't move it. They just took it off.
Eliminated it.
Well, I asked about it at the planning board later, maybe a year later. And we were going to ask the guy that then was doing the development. Mm-hmm. And who was the guy that was doing the...
The building inspector?
Huh? Not the assessor.
The building?
Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, Dave Murray. The building inspector.
I asked Dave. Dave went and talked to the guy that was running it at that point in time. And Dave said, the guy told him, you can't talk to my... You can't talk to my surveyor. I'm saying that's bullshit because the description on your, when you get your thing signed, it says everything that you said at the point in time that you were going through, you got to do. Well, it never happened.
But if he has a surveyor, it should have been registered down at the, and that's when the mapper updates it, from what I understood. So it is being done every year. We pay the mappers.
Look at this lot.
I will.
It's still sitting there on that same place.
Is that so, that old school property?
Huh?
Old school property, Donovan Road and Chester.
No, this was two pieces that Rapaglia had, and she was given them as part of another sale. And at some point in time, some persons just said, well, put them right there. And that's where they ended up. So,
I think the
bottom line is, I think that the Board of Selectmen should be talking to CIA, or CAI, whatever it is, to do the tax maps, get them normalized to this, and then you can get them on granite, and then they'll pop up, and you're going to have to do them anyway.
That's going to be a lot of money, I think. Yeah. We'll have to plan for it.
But you're already paying money to Stantec to do things.
That's what I said.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, so, I'll bring that up at the next meeting.
Have Andrea look into this.
Oh, jeez.
In your spare time.
And you welcomed him back.
No, we'll bring that up at the next planning board there.
Try looking at some of those tools that they make available, like they did when they did the one on... down here with the buildings that went up.
Yeah.
I was sitting there using a DES mapper, and I brought them up, you know, and I could, if you keep bringing layers up, all of a sudden the lot lines come up in there.
Yeah.
Well, they were the 2009 lot lines, but I'm saying, well, what about this? What about that? Okay, so.
Well, like Sue says, every time a plot gets recorded, registered. That upgrade is supposed to go through and be on that GIS.
We pay them every year.
I mean, that's part of that process.
Yeah, and over time, you've been paying to update the paper maps.
And it's the same.
AutoCAD.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Or something like that. CIA has said that they've sold off their, you know, their...
So who is it now?
No, well, they
were still CIA, but just the interest.
It's GIS is more. Yeah. We did that.
Look at the Raymond tax map. Just go to Raymond and look at the tax maps and see how you can bring up stuff.
Yeah, they're doing
the GIS bring it up.
Yeah, but our process isn't. Yeah, right. You can't find the Slogman over there, but
I was just. The pin boys have gone.
But damn, they got good maps. Thank you, Dick.
There are some things that you would like to have happen that probably shouldn't happen, and you say, well, just don't worry about it. And then, what is it, 1993 to 2023, things happen or don't happen.
Exactly, or don't happen.
Get this all together before you're done. You said you're done in March. Get it together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
All right,
Don. Did Boyd get anything else?
No, on the 27th we're meeting.
The 24th?
For our employees.
The 21st.
Oh, yeah.
The 21st.
So do we need this meeting on Monday the 24th?
Well, not if we extend
that
out.
Because I think we're going to go over the pay for...
Yeah. And the matrix of like that.
Yeah. When's that going to be?
The 21st.
First at noontime.
Next Friday. Yeah, the 21st.
At noon.
So, yeah, I think we're gonna go into.
Well, we can wait and see, I guess, in case.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. It's I'll be honest, it's a pretty slow time of year.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of stuff on the agenda, so, yeah.
Yeah, because in August, we're gonna start.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah.
Wrap it all up into one meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your motion to adjourn and to go into non-public?
Move to adjourn and enter a non-public.
I'll second.
Russ.
David?
Boyd.
Brian. All right, thank you.
Thanks.